This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
What a treat we have for you today. I really am excited about where God's going to take us today on Kingdom Pursuits. We got such a lineup for you. We have got the lines loaded and the studio loaded, so here we go. We're starting off, we have Pastor Dwayne Carson, and he's actually pastor of a Christian school ministries at Salem.
Baptist Christian School, yes.
There you go. Where he has served as a head of school for the last couple of years, but he's got quite a background, which we're going to explore in a little bit. But what he really has is this gift of being able to date the word. Like today's challenge for all of you listening, if you want to call in and challenge Pastor Dwayne, like I'm going to give you my birthday and he will give you a scripture immediately, like almost like lightning fast of a scripture that aligns with your birthday. So you can call us at 866-348-7884. I'll give that out slower later, especially when I get to my riddle, so you don't want to miss out on that. Next up, I have sort of an old friend with us. We have Robert David, and Robert is the author of Gangs versus Kingdoms, and he called me this week, and he said, Robbie, for such a time as this, right, we're thinking about how these times affect us out here in the normal, but those people that are living and working in gangs and inner cities and all that stuff, this is a different time for them. And so we have our resident expert on that. Robert, welcome to Kingdom Pursuits.
Hey, great to be back.
Yeah, I wish you were here in the studio because I would feel a lot safer. Because if you ever saw Robert David, you would know that no gang or anything was going to be messing around with Robert because he's like Man Mountain. I'm just saying. But I'm so excited about your insight on this subject today and to get some insight into that. But along those lines, we also have with us Lorraine, I think it's pronounced Bosmith. Am I saying
Bosse
that?
Bosse Smith.
Bosse Smith.
Good morning.
Is that French?
Oui.
Oui.
Bosse Smith. That's about the extent of my French.
She is the founder of Fit Leader Formula, and she's also the author of Defy Your Diagnosis, but most importantly, she's got hope for uncertain times, right?
Yes,
and so, yeah, your book is very timely.
Although it was God ordained that he set the date for this to come out right about now.
Defy Your Diagnosis. Wow. And so yeah, I told you we were loaded for bear, and we also told you that you could call in at 866-348-7884 and challenge Pastor Dwayne Carson on giving the scripture for your birthday, which I know will be an absolute blast. But speaking of uncertain times, right? I don't know if you're like me, but I just finished my 90-day trial of 2020, and I'm wondering, how do I cancel? I mean, and I'm just telling you, if you get an email that says, find out what everybody is talking about in 2020, don't open it. It's a virus. Avoid it like the plague.
I love it.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but paranoia has reached absurd stages, right? I sneezed in front of my laptop, and antivirus started a scan on all its own, right? Just boom, it went, took off. And I don't know if you've put this together, Pastor, but all this corona isolation stuff started right about Lent, right?
Yes. Yes.
And so I wonder if we aren't giving up enough. I mean, you know, it could be. And I don't know if you're aware, I'm sure you are, that the virus has hit everybody really hard. I used to spin toilet paper like it was the Wheel of Fortune. Now I turn it like I'm cracking a safe, just saying.
Yes.
And I used this in my last show, but I still figure that, you know, the reason that we're low on toilet paper, I don't know if you've heard this, Pastor, but the roll was called up yonder.
Oh, it was. Wow.
That's a real plague right there. I'm telling you that it's a plague. And, you know, my neighbor, this is really hard on the economy. They got a pre-declined credit card in the mail. CEOs are now playing miniature golf. ExxonMobil, this is huge, Jasper. ExxonMobil, they laid off 25 congressmen.
Ooh. Ooh.
And if the bank returns your checks marked insufficient funds, you have to call and ask them, is it you meant me or you? McDonald's is now selling the quarter ouncer. That's scary.
Yeah.
And in 2019, you would stay away from negative people. But in 2020, remember, stay away from positive people. Just saying. So you knew it. And all the end of that, I would get to a riddle, and I do have one today. And I'm really, really excited about my plague riddle that I have here for you. So in the Bible, leprosy was a plague. I don't know if you knew that, but
yes.
Not going to the temple with leprosy was a poor excuse. It'll come to you in a minute, Jasper. You got pores in your skin. Okay. So, and the priest was sort of a white-collar worker back then. He had to be a skin diver and look. And look for a hair-raising experience. The actual riddle is, what color was that hair? 866-348-7884. Tell us what color is the hair. And Jasper, tell them what they'll win.
They'll win a copy of Defy Your Diagnosis by Lorraine Bosset-Smith.
There you go. If you just got to tell us the hair-raising experience that the poor white-collar priest had to... Go check out What Color Was That Hair? 866-348-7884. And what is an even funner, like immediately, like you got to challenge him. Now we're going to do right now since I have two people on the line.
Okay.
So Robert, what is the date of your birth, Robert David? What is the date of your birthday?
9/14.
9/14. Some people would say that's September 14th.
Yeah.
But notice he didn't give the year. Now,
gotta keep it a secret. It's the illusion.
Wait a minute. He's ready. He's already past your...
September the 14th, 9/14, Psalms 9:14, that I may tell of all your praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in your salvation. That's your verse.
And Robert,
that's appropriate.
It is appropriate, isn't it? That is so cool. Yeah. And so you can see, like, whatever your birthday is right now, you can call us, 866-348-7884. Lorraine, we want to give you equal billing, and you, too, do not have to give us the year.
Okay, October 1st.
Wow.
Well,
some people would say...
Number one, baby.
10-1.
10-1. And there's quite a few for that one. I'm going to give you Romans 10-1. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God is for Israel, that they may be saved. And
wow.
So your verse helps you to be a soul winner, to be thinking about who do I want to see be saved.
Yeah, and she definitely, that's the kind of the fruit of your ministry, right, Lorraine?
It is. You know, it's the hardships of my own life and helping others to know they're not alone. And yes, there's hope.
And so... You know, I kind of go there first because I love to defy your diagnosis. And as a cancer survivor myself, and I remember all that all too well, that I had lymphoma and I got a really bad case of it, so to speak, by some people's perspectives. My sister worked at the University of Michigan Hospital at the time. And she tells me after she looks at the test results from the whatever, she says, well, Robbie, you know, you have what they call killer cell lymphoma, and only two people have ever had it in the United States, and both of them died within 60 days.
Wow.
I'm like, well, thank you, sis. So I'm kind of like...
You're a standing stone. You are that reminder that God is still on the throne.
Right. So that was in 1996.
Wow.
So I guess I've experienced a fire diagnosis, so we're going to get a lot of that coming up. We got... Believe me, Robert is going to give you some insight on this gang thing, which has got to be huge. And this time, I'm really excited about what he's got for us. And you call with your birthday. Come on now. We got the Date Master. Pastor Dwayne, he's here. So stay tuned. So much more coming up. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we're so blessed to have with us Pastor Dwayne Carson, who is actually the head of the Christian school ministries at Salem. But today, he's dating the Word. With your birthday, you call in and challenge him, 866-348-7884. And the good news is we've got a whole bunch of challengers coming up. We got Robert David, who is the author of Gangs versus Kingdoms, Battle for the Next Generation. And he has an update for us in this pandemic. I'm really looking forward to hearing what that is. And we have Lorraine Bosset-Smith, founder of Fit Leader Formula and author of Defy Your Diagnosis with Hope for Some Uncertain Times. But getting right to our callers, we got Keith is in High Point. Keith, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning again.
Yeah. My birthday?
Yes.
9/21.
So 9/21. September 21st.
How about Romans 9:21? Does not the potter have power over the clay?
Ka-ching.
From the same lump to make one vessel for honor and another for dishonor. Romans 9:21.
Wow.
You're in the potter's hands. He's all making right. you. Stay All soft, right. my friend. Stay soft.
Man. Yes, I understand. I understand what you're saying.
That's beautiful, Keith, isn't it?
It really is. That hit the nail on the head for me today.
I am so glad.
In the potter's hand.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you for calling in, my friend, as always.
Thanks.
It's great to hear from you. God bless.
Thank you. Y'all have a blessed weekend.
You too. He's got such a great voice, too, Keith, by the way. You should have been, you know, you should be doing this show.
Yeah.
Well, I've been thinking about coming up there and applying for a part-time job.
You need to do that because you got such a great voice and such a demeanor that goes with it. It's really good. So thank you, Keith.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And I got Ken is in Colfax, North Carolina. Ken? You're on hey. Kingdom Pursuits, and Ken, he's got the riddle answer. So, you know, what color was that hair that poor priest had to go plague out, and you know, poor guy.
Well, you know, I just went through Leviticus here about a month ago, and I'd be ashamed if I miss it, but I think it's white.
Yeah.
My question was, if a man had gray hair, did he have to go to the priest?
There you go.
Listen, my birthday is one day before, was it Lorraine, 10-1? Mine's 9:30. So it's between 9:21 and 10-1.
I like somebody with a 30th birthday. Mine's October 30th, so we're all in the same ballpark.
Yeah, I was almost an October baby, like in just about a half hour. I came 30 minutes early.
So do you have 931B?
Well, I'm
930.
Not ashamed of my age. It's 53, if that makes any difference.
It's okay. Well, let's see what he's got. Okay, go ahead, Pastor.
Well, we're going to go to Romans again, Romans 9:30. What shall we say then? That Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have obtained to righteousness, even the righteousness of faith. And I'm thinking you're a Gentile, and you've been able to get saved by faith and get righteousness from Jesus Christ because of him.
Yeah, and that's the only way.
It's the only way.
That's the only way for the Jew or the Greek or the Gentile.
That's so beautiful. It is, Ken. And you may know that in Hebrew, the letter that would be represented be the Zadik, and it looks like a tree.
Hmm.
And Jesus hung on a tree. Oh. In order to get that righteousness for you.
Mm.
And anytime I see a tree anymore, I think of that letter, and I think of, you know, when you think of the I say this wrong and everybody laughs at me, so I'm not going to say it. He was the priest of God Most High in the book of Genesis. I would call him Melchizedek. However you want to say
Melchizedek.
It.
Yeah.
That letter right there, you feel it? You hear it?
Yeah.
That's what he was.
Oh.
That's righteousness in Hebrew.
Okay, yeah.
And that Zadik is righteousness. So he was the Makkah, that's the king of righteousness. Aha. And so.
Yeah, you know.
Yes, go ahead.
I never have understood why so many people get hooked up on Melchizedek. Because if they read Hebrews and then they read Abraham's account of meeting him, the prince of Salem.
Right.
The king of righteousness.
Did you work at Salem? It's perfect,
Salem,
right?
Peace. Yes. Yes.
You're exactly right, Ken.
People get hung up on that, and I think it's because they don't read Hebrews.
Well, there you go. Well, thank you, Ken.
God bless y'all.
And stay righteous, my friend. All right.
Well, it's up to him. He's the one that's able to present us faultless.
That's very, very true. Very, very true. We haven't had hardly a chance to talk to Robert David, and we do have Jerry and Mayden. We're going to get to her in a minute, or it may be him. It's a her. We're going to get to her in a minute. But first, we got to get an update on this gang thing,
yes.
Man. Robert, you got to share what God put on your heart, because you called me and said, Robbie, I got to talk to your listeners.
What's happening is we all know that there's a spiritual shift happening right now in the kingdom of God. We can see that. But going back to what gangs are just religion for the generation whose purpose has not been utilized in the kingdom of God, because we haven't been able to reach that generation. So if it's a spiritual shift for us, for in the kingdom of God, it's definitely a spiritual shift in their religion. And just to break it down, gangs versus kingdom, a gang's religion is money. Their Jesus is their OG, and their gang members is their Holy Spirit. And so what's happening in the street, while we're locked down and God is shifting us, they're out in the street and growing stronger. Because just like we're having to rely on our faith, they're having to rely on their faith, but their faith is in money. And so the level of activity that they're going to be doing, the level of activity that's happening right now, it's going to increase. So if the people, the men and women of God, don't understand the culture, don't understand that this is a spiritual thing with gangs, and these are not just young people who are useless and throwaways and they really don't want anything, then we're going to miss a whole generation. It's going to cause us a lot of trouble. It's going to be a lot of crime and those kind of things, because we have to be involved with the authority that God has given us to take over that kingdom.
Wow.
That's what's happening right now, because
hang on one second, Robert. I'm just curious for Lorraine, who also, based on the stuff that you've been studying, what would your response to that be?
I foundation of my formula is faith. So we're talking the same language, and why I really feel like this is all connecting is look at the gangs, look at us, and there's fear. And when there's fear, there is no hope. And so as Christians, you know, I have been excited about this time of what God is doing. And, you know, I was encouraged to not release this because it's just too bad of a time. And I said, no, that's exactly why we need to move forward, is God's message needs to get out there, and we need to defy the fear. Because if we don't do that, then no healing can ever take place. Healing of hearts, minds, bodies, none of that can transpire until we deal with that fear.
Wow. That's absolutely beautiful. Absolutely. I love that. And so, Robert, what are some things that practically we as people that aren't really connected to that, I mean, obviously we can pray, but what are some other things that we could do to, you feel like, reach into that culture?
Well, that culture is, as and you read my book, that culture is a mimicking of our culture, because the enemy can't create anything. He can only pervert. So all he did was take the Trinity and take our principles and perverted them. So the same principles that they're using to get these young men in is the same principles that we need to use to pull them out of that situation. And that is relationships. And that's what our religion is based on. That's what our Jesus Christ and our relationship with God is based on, is relationship and love. And not necessarily, because not everyone has the ability to go out in the street and deal with gang members. So it has to be layered. Just like they have a layering of, or a hierarchy of gang membership, we have to have a hierarchy of outreach. The people who have the ability to go out there and touch these young people and create mentorships.
Yeah,
but
I was just thinking, Robert, that, you know, one of my best friends for years, he just passed away about a month ago, was Vinnie Menino, and he was actually in the Mafia in New York, you know, in its heyday with John Lovato, all these crazy, and he would tell you stories, and he was, his name was actually Vinnie the Bat, because he was one of those enforcer guys that went around, you know? And what he would tell you, because you would ask him, Vinnie, what's up, you know, what drove you? What drove you was that you were somebody.
Yes.
And that people respected you and people loved you in their own way, that you were accepted, and in a way that you were received grace, like you were like somebody's favorite because of the bad things you did, not the good things you did.
It's significant, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just the perversion. It's the perversion of our word.
We just
have to get back to the basics of seeing through people. I can't look at you. But my term for respect is, you know, respect is to look at, and re is to do it again.
That's cool.
And so the way I look at that is, if I respect you, that means I don't look at the outside, because that's my first version of you. My second version of you is the portion of God that has been placed in you.
Oh, that's good.
So I have to always see the portion of God that's in you. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah 1:5, I knew you before you were born, meaning that God had a relationship with us before he placed us down on this earth, before he put us in this womb. God had a conversation, a relationship.
Oh, wow.
That was an intimacy.
So you can see you needed to stay tuned, because we didn't even begin to get to Lorraine stuff. We got Jerry, who's waiting to find out about her birthday. And by the way, you ought to watch Pastor studying and thinking about all that you guys are giving him, Robert and Lorraine. So we got a great, great half an hour left of Kingdom Pursuit. Stay tuned. So much more coming at you. Oh, by the way, you want to call and get your date? 866-348-7884. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And oh my goodness, do we have a lineup for you today. We can guess your birthday, or not guess. It's actually Pastor Carson takes your birthday, Dwayne takes your birthday, and gives you a verse to go along with that. That's going to be really fun. We're going to get to that in just a second. We got Robert David with Gangs versus Kingdoms, and Lorraine Bosset Smith, who wrote Defy Your Diagnosis and Hope for, you know, Things in Today's World. So moving on to Jerry in Mayodan, which, Jerry, I spoke to you earlier today already, right?
You did. I know. I felt I could call again. I think one guy called in the second time.
Of course you can call.
So I thought
in.
It was okay.
We would love
could
to.
I?
Yes.
Listen, can I say something about gangs?
Please.
Okay. What I really think they're looking for is what we all need. You know, we're all created for God by God. And God is love. They feel, I think, that they have family and protection and, you know, identity and so on. Mm-hmm. So before the fall, even with Adam and Eve, we needed God. We all need God, and we need his awe and wonder. We need belonging and value, purpose, help, security, stability, love, and him to love. 100% truth. He's all powerful. We need God, and that's who they need. Okay.
Yes. Well,
so,
let's just give Robert, you know, it seems like you should have been his co-author there, Jerry. Robert, what would you have to say to Jerry?
Well, that's true, because we're all made for a purpose, but because they, or whatever trauma, whatever has happened to them, their gift and their abilities have been utilized through a pseudo religion. That is the purpose of a gang, is to make a religion so that the purpose of these young people that is God-given can be perverted but still utilized in the system, because we all know that the gift is without repentance. That means that we're going to manifest God's power on this earth, even if it's in a perverted way. People can be great singers, but then they sing raunchy stuff, but their gifts is not taken away. A gang provides an avenue. It provides a place for those God-given abilities to be used, but in a perverted way. But at the end of the day, they need God, but we have to be the one to go in and get them out of that, just like any other cult.
That's beautiful, Robert. So,
it is,
Jerry, what is your birthday?
October 2nd.
Oh, wow. Look at all this. We got November 30th, October 1st, October 2nd. We're just hitting the whole lineup. So that's cool.
Jerry, you're going to love this one. Luke 10:2. Then he said to them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. And so your birthday verse calls for you to be a prayer warrior for laborers.
And she is, by the way. We had that discussion earlier today, so that's a beautiful thing.
Look at that verse then just matches right up.
And let me just add, I praise the Lord for that verse, yeah. And what I wanted to say, too, is, you know, you were saying I sounded like I'm not alone. We know all Christians, we're never alone. And what a friend we have in Jesus, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, God bless you, and thank you for your program.
Thank you for calling back. I enjoyed it so much, Jerry. God bless. Thank you.
God bless you. All right. Bye-bye.
All right, we have Angela is in Burlington. You want to call in and get on this? You can talk about gangs. You can talk about, you know, defy your diagnosis. 866-348-7884. Angela is in Burlington. Hello, Angela.
Hi. My birthday is October 29th.
Oh, that's the day before mine. Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
Oh, I think you're going to love this one. John 10:29. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hands.
And
what
true.
A verse of security.
Oh. You have not been snatched, Angela, have you? You're right there where he's had you all along. Isn't that beautiful?
No. John chapter 10, the whole chapter has been very, very, very special to me, so I'm thankful that verse is for my birthday.
Me too. Me too. Thank you, Angela, for calling in. It's so good to hear your voice today. God bless.
Oh, God bless you. Thanks
so
much.
All right. Bye-bye. So, Lorraine, let's get to your defy the diagnosis. You must have something in your own story, right?
I do. And like you, I was given a medical diagnosis where I was told, you know, you're done. In fact, I had it happen to me twice. And so it's very real for me, and actually the hardest part of this book was being bold enough to title it Defy Your Diagnosis. That took me about 2 years of God working on me going, no, this is what I want you to share, because the enemy wants us to believe that whatever it is, whether it's medical, it's our life circumstances, broken relationships, lost job, the fear that we have right now, the enemy wants us to believe there's no better way. There's no hope. And so I had to learn to lean in and trust God and have my faith. And I had to remind myself, I either have faith or I don't. And so if I, you know, fear started to come in, it's like, you can't have both, Lorraine. You got to have your faith. And it was that which really created this formula for me to overcome for myself. And then I'm just that kind of person, and that verse was perfect for me, is that anything I learn, I want to go out there and I want to share it with everybody else.
Wow. So what is the formula?
It's a foundation in faith. It's your insights into your own development, self-improvement, right? We've got, you know, we just can't say, okay, God, heal me. We have to do some work. And then it's tackling the tough things in our life. And that is often where people will get stuck, is we don't like the pain. We don't like peeling away the layers. But we've got to look at our life, our relationships, and, you know, we've got to look at the whole picture. You know, and this is a lot of stress management. We're sometimes our own worst enemies, and we are seeing that play out now, is people are just panicking and panic shopping and, you know, feeding off of this frenzy. We've got to tackle those kind of things and go, where did this come from? You know, why?
You know, it's interesting, Lorraine, that years and years and years ago, actually, the very first Kingdom Pursuits show I ever did, well, it was actually called Robbie's Hobbies back then for people listening for a long time. I interviewed two young boys who wrote a book, Do Hard Things.
Ugh,
and I've never forgotten what they said, that and this goes along with your whole idea is, Robert, that they felt like people didn't challenge young people to do stuff that they were fully capable of because they didn't think they could do hard things.
Right.
Exactly.
And by doing hard things, we begin to take that into our identity that we can do hard, and we have what it takes, especially if you're a man, right, Robert?
Exactly. We, as humans, we will rise to the level that is placed on us. That's a God-given gift.
And so, like, your idea there, Lorraine, is I am with you 100%, and by giving kids harder work, like my dad was really good at that.
Yep, as was my mom. In fact, I've been chuckling. You know, people have been saying on social media, I'm so bored, right, with this quarantine. I said that once in my entire life, and I was a kid. And my mom went, really? You're bored, are you? And I got this long list of things to do. Never been bored again.
My father, we had this. He figured he could save a lot of money on a bulldozer, and he had us four kids dig this terrace, which was like 4 feet down and like 130 feet across, like of digging all summer long. But when it got done, like, look what we did.
It's rewarding.
I mean, we dug our own little swimming pool. What in the world?
Yeah, we're stripping kids away of that pride of work, not pride of ego, but of accomplishment, of our abilities that we have.
All right, we only have one segment left for you to call in and get your date. So we need your calls, 866-348-7884. Pastor Dwayne is dying to share your verse with you, and you can't get it unless you call 866-348-7884. Plus, I get to talk to you. I want to. Call us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear and we really are hearing how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. So exciting today to have with us Pastor Dwayne Carson, who is with Salem Baptist, their Christian school. He's doing the date the word thing. So call in with your birthday. We have Robert David, Gangs versus Kingdom. And Lorraine.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, and Lorraine Bose Smith, founder of Fit Leader Formula and the author of Divide Your Diagnosis, which, by the way, if you want that book, you can go to kingdompursuits.com, and there you can click on the link. Or if you want to find out about Gangs versus Kingdom, that book's there both. You can order the books right there. But please, please, you know, go back to Amazon, rate them, tell them if you like them. I mean, it's so important for new authors to get that. And you can tell that Lorraine's book has just been released, so those early ratings are wonderful if you could get those out there for her. So we have Catherine is in Clemens, North Carolina. Catherine, she's got a birthday for you. Welcome, Catherine.
Hi.
So glad you called
in. Actually, I have two birthdays. I wanted to do my daughter's birthday.
Okay.
Sure.
Because, we are believing for her, and I want to get some word on her.
All right.
So her birthday is 9/15.
September the 15th. How about, now, fasten your seatbelt. This one's going to be good.
All
right. 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift.
Oh.
What a verse for your daughter.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Yes.
And my birthday is 1/15.
1/15 January.
That's my sister's birthday. So
how
cool.
We're going to get.
Hallelujah.
And we'll give you something to give your sister then. January the 15th, 1/5. I like.
1/15.
I like 1/15. 1 Timothy 1:15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. It caused you to cry out, what a savior.
That's beautiful, Catherine.
Hallelujah.
So you're my sister, but two different ways. Thank you for calling in today and for that.
I enjoy your show immensely. I listen to it all the time, but this is the first time I've ever called in. I was just too shy to do that, but I got excited.
Well, thank you. I am so grateful. I told you I was looking forward to those calls. God bless. So we only have about a minute left if you got to call 866-348-7884. So I am interested, Pastor Dwayne, you've had a chance to listen to Robert and Lorraine, and yet he teaches school, right?
Yep.
And you were saying during the break something Vince Lombardi said that just blew my mind.
Well, we were talking about that hard work, and Lombardi said the harder you work at something, the harder it is to quit. And we got a lot of quitters. Well, they haven't been working hard. But when you put your mind and your soul and your body into it, you don't want to give up. So give students hard work, mentoring, call them to do the hard thing, take them to the next level, stretch them.
And he also said for you, Robert, that those gangs give those guys really, really hard things to do, like go break this guy's legs. I mean,
Exactly.
Yeah. That's hard stuff.
Well, they give them a sense of purpose. They give them purpose.
Yep.
They allow their God-given gift to be utilized, and that's what we're all here for. Imagine if someone took your ability to host radio shows and interact with people. You would be frustrated, and you would look for another avenue that would allow you to do that. Even if it wasn't for God's glory, you would still want to release that gift. It's the same premise.
So, Lorraine, in the last couple minutes, what's the part of your book that you can hardly wait till the people read this, wait till they see this? This is gonna really help them in their life. What would that be?
I think it's the chapter that's the book's title. So it's the chapter called Defy Your Diagnosis. I give five principles there that if you fall asleep and forget the whole rest of the book, but you remember these five principles, you'll be able to overcome any obstacle that comes your way. And starts with us just redefining what it is we're facing. And we've been talking about purpose today, and I, really have a heart right now to tell people that we need to shift when we have something that is, hurtful and painful in our life, to shift our mindset that there's a purpose in this. Mm-hmm. And I believe it, and I've lived it my whole life. And if you read my book, you're going to find out I've been through a boatload of stuff. But I know that God has a purpose and intent for everything that we go through, even if it's just for us to know him better.
Sure.
And we need that purpose, and others need to see that purpose in us so that we're not just trudging along through life, but there's passion and purpose in it. Because without that, as we know, right, people shall perish.
Wow. Yeah. So you get the next four by going to kingdompursuits.com and ordering the book. And the whole thing on gangs versus kingdoms, like Robert's book, again, what God's done through his passion and his work with children, as with Pastor Dwayne. So how fun. Well, you can see that God has got it going on, and we would love for you to go to Kingdom Pursuits, get those books, and give them a review. We're going to get more from Pastor Dwayne. From my understanding, he might even consider doing something like this on a minute or something for the whole network. So we're excited about that. We are most excited that you're tuned in today. Right now you get to hear encouraging prayer followed by Masculine Journey at 12 o'clock. It starts here now on the Truth Network. So much truth coming at you. Thanks for listening.